The uprising against Muammar Gaddafi may already be the bloodiest of all the uprisings in the Middle East. It's hard to know, given that reporters have not been able to report much of the violence firsthand. Many Libyans have defied restrictions to post reports and video on the internet. One web-based organization called One Day on Earth has developed a number of contacts inside Libya. Some of those contacts have been uploading video images of the unrest. Executive producer Brandon Littman says many of the videos are shaky and hard to understand, but one clip is clear and chilling. The video shows a beachside cemetery looking out over the Mediterranean Sea. The beach is filled with people preparing dozens of graves, presumably for protesters killed in the violence. Littman says the people on the beach seem almost detached from the tragedy.
The footage itself, though, is scary. I mean, you're seeing people bury their loved ones in a way that is almost as if they're traumatized and disconnected from that moment. You know, they're going through probably one of the most horrific political situations I could ever think of. And they're faced now with collecting the bodies of their loved ones. And from what we heard from our source, there were plenty of bodies still in the streets because people could not go and collect them safely because they feared being gunned down while doing that.
For security reasons, Littman won't describe the exact methods used to upload the images, but he says One Day on Earth has verified the video's geographic location in Tripoli, and he says One Day on Earth's mission is to continue to make unedited footage from Libya available to the outside world.
Our primary goal right now is just to keep our community and keep the people that are listening informed of what's going on in an unfiltered way, in a way that is raw and from the people experiencing it.
You can see the video from Tripoli that Brandon Littman was describing, and I should warn you, it's hard to watch. We've posted a link at theworld.org.